From the traditional and ancestral lands of the Wasanish people, bordering on the land of the Lekwung people, I'm Michelle Seeley, and this is Amazing Places. Hi, and welcome to the Amazing Places podcast. I'm here today at the Victoria Disability Resource Center with Kevin Munn, and this is an episode about an amazing person at an amazing place. He's a bit of a comedian, so he's giving me a funny look right now, but he has a proper title, but he has referred to himself as the Peer Outreach Program Guy. So here we are. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hi, thank you for being here and including me. You were saying this amazing person. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
And here we go. Kevin and I have had many discussions over our video calls or video meetings, I guess.
Yeah, we've had our own, a couple one-on-one and some Zoom chats and groups that we participated in.
And you always keep the conversation rolling and keep us very entertained. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. It's part of my job of facilitating groups and doing that, but it's also a whole new group of people who haven't heard my bad jokes, so it's a win-win in some way.
I can't even say they're dad jokes, they're just Kevin jokes.
There you go. Yeah.
And they are great, and they certainly lighten our mood. So today I've asked you if you're comfortable talking about the path of how you ended up in this peer outreach program.
Certainly, yeah. About 7 years ago, I've been pretty healthy basically all my life and carrying on. But about 7 or 8 years ago, I had a pretty major stroke, and then a couple episodes I called that weren't strokes, but my body reacted like that. So it brought me into a whole new way of living, where it's very true, I found, that if you don't take time to rest, your body will make you take the time. So that's what happened. So I had to do things differently, and it started with waking up in a hospital, and I couldn't talk, and I couldn't move my right side, and all sorts of things. So yeah, it was a road to recovery, but here I am. So I moved back to Victoria, I guess 4 or 5 years ago now, and I walked past the Disability Resource Center getting my exercise that I need for mobility, and it was a Sunday morning, the sun was shining, and I saw the logo and the name on the window, and I thought, I didn't know anything about it, so I looked it up when I got home, and the next Tuesday I came in and asked a couple questions. And basically, I haven't left since.
So, yeah. That's great.
They started with me accessing services and being supported. And then after some time of doing that, which has been great, that I started as a volunteer, and I was coming in a couple times a week and doing different tasks. And a couple of years later, they offered me a job, a part-time job.
That's great.
And tremendous, yeah.
That's an interesting path to go from a person using the facility and using the resources to then end up working here.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, the services and the path, but the Disability Resource Center has been super supportive and understanding because it's a nonprofit organization that's run for and by people with disabilities of all kinds. So it's a safe place where people get it when, you know. So it's very welcoming, and there's so many programs and supports, and I get to be part of that, big and small parts, and get to continue to accept the support too.
And do you find that interacting with the people that come your way is also, it also helps you as well as a volunteer?
Very much so, in a lot of parts of my life that, you know, no one can do it alone. I know I can't, but so to have supports, whether that's professional supports or business supports or positive friendships or even restaurants where I frequent and the staff gets to know me and they're supportive and think, you know, like we all support and helpfulness and kindness is around us everywhere if I can see it.
Right. And I think you have the type of personality you attracted, or you just find out knack for finding it?
Well, I think I've grown up a little bit. In my 20s, I looked for trouble and I found it. Now I look for kindness and I find it. So it's much better. I enjoy that.
That's a healthier way to live, too.
Exactly.
That's great.
I'm not sure if I'm quite an adult, but I'm adult-ish now. So.
Adult adjacent?
Yeah.
You have provided hours of support and entertainment that I have seen, you know, in my dealings with you. So, and I feel that too when you come in here to the center. It's very supportive. And I like what you said about that it's not just run for people with disabilities, but it's run by people with disabilities. And you can feel that when you come in that, and some people have invisible disabilities and some it's more obvious. But it doesn't matter when you walk in the door. You come across all different types of people, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's, I like the way you said that. We come across a lot of different types of people. Mm-hmm. So we're not the disability,
yes.
we're people. And the disability is something we live with and go through. So it's a good reminder to see the person. There's many different stories and times where people have invisible or visible disabilities and they get that inspirational porn, the name is, you know, where they say, oh, you work or you out here by yourself, how wonderful, look at you, you know, and it's cringe worthy, but people may be kind and really mean that and think they're being polite, but please remember to see the person first.
Right.
And that's what happens here, whether we come in, because in my own experience, I've had people say, well, my cousin's uncle's brother's best friend's sister had a stroke and they're fine. And I'm happy for them. Mm-hmm. But there's also a number of different kinds of strokes that can happen, and the number of strokes and the different things and pre-existing and not conditions. So right. There's so many different ways. And it's like that with any person. We all have our life experience and things that happen.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's outcome can be different after a traumatic or non-traumatic event, but after some sort of diagnosis of disability, our outcomes, you know, it's not always going to be cookie cutter the same.
Oh, totally. Nothing is lucky. I'm glad we're not all cookie cutter, because nothing would change. But I learned so much from other people and conversations. And some of them are the simplest conversations or the things. But it's no matter disabled or not, it's seeing the person, you know, because like I have tattoos that I like my tattoos, and some people will look at me and say, you know, it's very negative stuff because I have tattoos, but they don't know me. And other people come up and say, oh, those are awesome tattoos. And, you know, so everybody had their outlooks and they're welcome to them, but it's also accepting who's in front of you, just as I'm willing to accept other people.
Right.
So there's always a door or entrance to kindness and togetherness, and
and you don't exhibit that just during this kind season, you know, the season of Christmas and in holidays, and that you I have found are like that year round constantly.
I'm that guy, the kid that believed in Santa Claus, then didn't believe in Santa Claus, the adult that believed in Santa Claus, and now that looks like Santa Claus. So,
that's
yeah.
a whole other path of Kevin.
That is. But yeah, I love, I really, really enjoy learning from people and connecting and being positive and finding. There's such, whatever the word is, there's so many things happening in the world now. And with technology, and we'll use the word news loosely, but there's so many things, negative things that come out. that sometimes we just have to find kindness and laughter and inclusion in something, you know, not to be childish, but childlike.
Oh,
you know, that wonder, that wanting to get to know. And it's a smile is so inclusive, and you never know where it's going to lead. Mm-hmm. But like I was saying, too, there's times in the world where we need to be serious and adult. And I don't take away, and I welcome those periods, too. Mm-hmm. But you know, in between, there's time for that laughter, togetherness, and play, and whatever it might be, right. You know?
The lightheartedness.
Huge.
Lovely. Huge. Were you always a people person, or have you grown into that?
I think I'm, over time, I've grown into myself. Mm-hmm. I've discovered who I want to be, and I more often like that person who I am more than I don't, where when I was younger, I was a follower and tried to fit in, and a lot of things didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having fun and being a people person, my parents were both people persons in their own way and everything, and my father was very outgoing, and my mother had more of that British type of sly humor that was, you know. But, yeah, so I followed in their footsteps. I'm outgoing. I enjoy it. But now I use my powers for positive and good.
All you need is a cape. On the correct.
When I need one, I get a bath towel.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm going to have that picture in my head. The towel cape.
There you go.
That's great. So if we're looking at people, there's two types of reasons why people might contact the center. I guess one would be one for accessing mm-hmm. resources, and another would be to volunteer.
Totally. And Christopher Wooding is our volunteer coordinator, and he's always happy to hear for people that would like to volunteer within mm-hmm. the center here. There's many ways of volunteering. There's from folding forms, for we always have mail outs. There's reception to greet people that come in and help out. There's people that the accessible parking passes that mm-hmm. people use. We have people volunteer to do paperwork and mail outs for that. And some people volunteer with me in the programs I do. Others volunteer with LEAD program and help out, because like any organization or company or group, a lot of the volunteer stuff is done behind the scenes.
Mm.
And when it looks really easy and it flows really well in the day that it happens, that means there was a lot of work behind
right.
that was done first.
Right.
And I can say from my experience, it's been a great place. And to come in for services, we have what I am, the peer support groups. And as you know, I do Zoom groups on the computer. I collaborate with other organizations, and we present groups throughout the year. What I really like is talking to people that come in for services, and they say, you know what, we've never had a group on this. So I follow that to get. We also have our information and referral people that help out with benefits information, things mm-hmm. like that. We have, like I said, volunteers and a staff that works for the accessible parking passes, and and there's so much more going on, because usually, unfortunately, we didn't this year, but usually in December, we have an art show also
yes.
that everyone who presents works in the arts have some sort of disability. So we're looking forward to doing that in 2023 again.
Yay.
And yeah, there's so many things that come in, so many opportunities for services and volunteering. And,
right. So there's no excuse if people are interested.
Yeah. No excuse. And we welcome you with open. Yeah. Yeah. We can always use people, whether it's a one-time thing or mm-hmm. it's repeatedly. It'd be welcomed.
Super.
And one thing that I like about coming here is that it opens a whole nother experience, because the thing about disability or visible or invisible, is that there's a lot of subtle things that we could do, but disability is one of those things that a lot of people don't relate to unless it happens to them or someone in their family. So it's again about that inclusion and kindness and things like that, about being in a community, not only the disabled community, but any community, helping out and doing what you can. You know, like I look at subtle things where people go shopping and they leave their carts in the middle of the sidewalk or pathways. And it may be tiresome, it may be whatever, but the next person that comes that maybe with mobility aid or vision or lack of vision, that might be a real big deal or a hindrance. So it's just about being polite and what we can, and also honoring people what they're going through too. But if we all are a little kinder, it helps everybody.
Sure it does.
You know, and it's like with me, that there's a lot of times I get treated differently, whether I use my cane or I don't, or even when I needed a walker, I had somebody walk up to me and say, well, you don't need that. Look at how big you are. You don't need a walker, or you don't need that cane. But then I just don't know what that person's going through either. So I kind of have fun with it too, because I said, well, who knew? All the doctor that I spent all the time with and put me all on machines and did all the tests and said I had this disability and this injury, all I had to do was come to a superstore parking lot and somebody could tell me I don't, you know. So it's about all of us understanding each other, right?
Right. I get the feeling that you're where you are now, a lot of it due to your attitude. And it's not that inspiration porn type of, oh, you're inspiring attitude. I mean, your outlook on life seems to be one of positivity and kindness.
Because, you know, I go through my bad days and down days and things like that, like anyone else. Happily, they get fewer and fewer because with a disability, it's not that you don't have it, but you just learn how to do things differently. So you do everything you did. And so that's what I do too, because a stroke is a brain injury and I can really get down sometimes. And that's okay. That's a human feeling, being down or angry. I'm angry sometimes because I'm not who I used to be. I can't do. I've gone with help at the resource center here. I went back to work full time twice. And in time, I thundered in because of my brain injury, and I couldn't keep up, and I couldn't do it. But now I know, so I work here 2 days a week, which I get to give back.
Right.
Also, I get, you know, half a day or close to a day, I get to volunteer with Rainbow Kitchen, who helps feed people of all kinds, and which is another amazing organization, nonprofit, that, you know, I get to be in the community and help out and be grateful. That's where my attitude comes from. I want to be upbeat. I don't even want to be around me when I'm down and angry all the time.
Who does? What about anybody? It's so tiring, isn't it?
It is, and I can't get away from me. So I'd much rather be positive. And by the way, Rainbow Kitchen is an amazing organization, and they're always looking for volunteers too.
Yes, over in Esquimalt.
Yes, I think it's 500 Admirals Road.
Yep.
Yeah, enter off of the side there, but please check them out. Just too, since we're flowing this conversation, that we have here at the center, we have a program called LEAD, which goes into schools and retirement homes and businesses, and it's an amazing program that explains and shows what some disabilities are like and what it's like living with it. So it's an information session, and that people can learn a little bit, so maybe there's a little more understanding or things about what living with disability is like. And it's not a sympathy thing, it's not a poor me, it's saying, oh, this might be helpful, or how daily living is for people. And so in some of the words we use, the phrases, different things. And Gina Martin looks after that. She can be contacted through the center here. But there's also after, there's a questionnaire and feedback form. And if you found it helpful and different things and how we can all improve. And so it's an amazing program too.
Sounds wonderful. And putting it out in the community too, so that other people can learn.
Yeah, and it is one of those things, I don't want to sound rude when I say this, because there's so much going on in the world, but it has been said in different ways that disability is one of those places that can be ignored or prejudiced against sometimes. And I don't think people do it on purpose, but it comes from a lack of understanding or connection. And we don't know what people are going through the day. Yeah, because there's times where I look fine and I'm great and I'm feeling good. But then all of a sudden something happens, my energy level or my nervous disorder, or because my brain doesn't always talk to my nerves sometimes. And so, yeah, it's kind of, it can change back and forth in the moment. So it's, like I say, disability or not, it's connecting with people, because we don't know what somebody's going through every day.
Absolutely.
And a headlock is not a hug. So, yeah, be with one another. That's be kind, be helpful, whatever it can, you know. And it's one of those things that, thank you for letting me say this way and with other people, because it keeps me honest. Because my actions and words have to match. So when people see me here or wherever else, and then they see me in the community, they're looking to see if my words and actions match. And I'm glad, I'm told most days they do.
That's wonderful.
And it's given me opportunities to work here. In the past, I've volunteered with Big Brothers Big Sisters. I'm retired military, so I volunteered with the Military Family Resource Center, which is another great organization. Mm-hmm. I worked with and I volunteered with the Victoria Native Friendship Center. Yes. What was a huge experience, and I love that. I've worked in communities, and it gives me all times and places to volunteer and give back. But I can only give what I possess inside of me.
Oh,
I can only truly give what I possess inside of me. So it's one of those things that if I see joy and happiness and kindness, that's what I'm going to give out. It's like I was at a cookie swap, seasonal Christmas. Right. I baked 10 dozen cookies and it was awesome. Who knew I could bake 10 dozen cookies?
Right.
I might have done 12 and given away 10 and eaten two. But, you know, we went to this house and the dog came and sat beside me and I was ecstatic, you know, the one person, you know. But, yeah, it's like goodness is everywhere, and have fun with life. And like you said, not only around this season, because there is people going through a lot this season with grieving and loss and difficulties from years past and traumas, whatever it might be. So, you know, every day is a new chance to start again.
Sure is. And on that wonderful note, thank you very much. You haven't been as funny as you normally are, but you have had your moments. And I think what really has shone through for me is that hopefully listeners can hear is your absolute joy in life and your kindness and your goodness. I really appreciate it. You really are amazing, Kevin.
Well, I humbly thank you.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye. This has been another episode of Amazing Places. With gratitude for our guests and listeners, I'm Michelle Seeley. Thanks for listening.